Picture the classic Victorian Christmas, a stately evergreen in the grandest room of the family home, thick boughs reaching up to almost touch the ceiling. It's a pretty vision, but these days more people are downsizing and they may even opt for a tiny tree in a pot that can be replanted. As Jennifer Mitchell reports, it's a market forces thing.
This little green one here seems to need a home.
I don't know, Charlie Brown. Remember what Lucy said? This doesn't seem to fit the modern spirit.
Remember this scene from A Charlie Brown Christmas, when Charlie Brown goes shopping for a tree for the neighborhood Christmas play? He passes by a lot filled with big, flashy trees and chooses instead a scrawny sapling, which draws withering scorn from his friends.
What a tree!
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree.
Or perhaps Charlie Brown was just ahead of his time.
Our business is leaning towards shorter trees than it used to. We used to sell a lot of 8, 9, 10-foot trees.
That's Dana Graves, who's been growing Christmas trees for more than 40 years with G&S Christmas Tree Farm. Today, he's showing off a row of neat, bushy little balsam firs for sale, none higher than 4 feet, at Sprague's Nursery in Bangor.
That little one on the end, yeah, that's a tabletop tree. Somebody will put in their house in a small apartment on a table, yep.
The farm still produces plenty of taller trees, too. But Graves says it's pretty rare these days to get orders for anything higher than 7 feet.
Found a good one, huh, guys?
Yeah.
Awesome. Want it wrapped up?
Several miles away at Carpenter Tree Farm in Old Town, Jeff and Jillian Woodbury are complete newbies in the Christmas tree business. It's just their second season. But they, too, say they're finding some brisk trade in catering to customers who are looking for something other than that giant centerpiece tree.
Like these guys said, they're on the second floor of an apartment house, so they got to climb 2 sets of stairs.
We get a lot of college kids or small apartments, so they're looking for something smaller, more manageable to get in and out of their apartment, maybe up some stairs. There was one couple with 6 flights of stairs, I believe. So that was a long haul with a big tree. They were looking for something more 4 foot or smaller.
Makes it much easier for them.
It's all part of a trend, says Marcia Gray with the National Christmas Tree Association. Older Americans, she says, and those with no kids at home have always been more likely to demand a small tree, but they didn't have many options.
In the past, small trees, what we call a tabletop, now sometimes it was the top of a bad tree, or it was a tree that got a ding at the bottom or something. Now we have growers specifically culturing trees to be a tabletop.
That entails special trimming so the mini tree bushes out into a nice full shape. Another factor that helped develop a little tree market was an interior decorating trend that started about 10 years ago, as homeowners started putting up multiple trees in dining rooms, living rooms, porches, and windows instead of just the one big central tree.
Well, we saw a lot of parents buying small trees for their children's bedrooms. They each got their own little tree.
All of this contributed to the emergence of a burgeoning little tree industry, which is just now coming into full flower. A healthy market for little trees could also be good news for a farmer's bottom line, as they take less time to grow. It takes a full decade to grow a 6-foot tree, while small trees can be turned over in about half the time. And that, in turn, has another benefit, says Gray. Keeping large tracts of land in constant production helps offset greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, something she says is important to many consumers who seek a natural Christmas tree.
Younger trees are much more efficient at taking in the carbon dioxide and outputting the oxygen. The older a tree gets, the slower that process. So by keeping these young trees planted, harvested, replanted, that whole cycle, we're really ensuring some very productive trees as far as oxygen production.
Along the same lines, some growers are offering tiny potted trees that can be set out after the season. But Gray says that effort has met with limited success, simply because not everyone has a green thumb.
I never thought it was such a bad little tree. It's not bad at all, really. Maybe it just needs a little love.
Americans will buy about 40 million trees of all size this year and spend an estimated $2 billion in the process. Gray says there will always be a market for a big, impressive tree that skims the cathedral ceiling, but there's no longer a Charlie Brown stigma to having a little one. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Jennifer Mitchell.